Elections belong to the people. It's their decision. If they decide to turn their back on the fire and burn their behinds, then they will just have to sit on their blisters. In these simple words, Abraham Lincoln described in his own inimitable way the consequences that result from our failure to participate in our democratic process. By choosing not to vote, we are abdicating our responsibility to ourselves, our community, and our country. It always troubles me to hear someone complain about the outcome of an election, but when questioned further, hear them reluctantly admit, "Oh, I didn't vote." To me, when you fail to vote, you also forgo your right to complain about the result. Sadly, our beloved nation is ranked among the worst of all the developed nations in voter turnout. We have all seen elections in our towns and cities or our districts decided by just a handful of votes. While the old saying, "elections have consequences," may sound a bit cliche, it is nonetheless true. Our families' lives are positively or negatively impacted by policies put forth by those who are victorious in our elections. Millions of oppressed people worldwide would give anything for the right we enjoy to go to the polls and vote for or against their leaders. This right, envied by so many, is sometimes taken for granted by those of us who enjoy it. My vote matters because my country matters. My vote shows the love I have for America and my commitment to do my part to continue to make her strong. Our democratic republic works only as long as we actively participate in it. We stand proudly erect, our hand over our heart, as our anthem is played and we watch Old Glory gracefully ripple in the breeze. We honor her, too, by making the effort to vote on Election Day. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, said 19th century orator Wendell Phillips. Being vigilant in protection of our liberty must certainly include our being resolute in voting in every election. By failing to exercise this vital responsibility, our voices fall silent and apathy fills that void. Thus, our liberty threatened. We are blessed as Americans to have a government that is informed and enforced by the will of the governed. As citizens, we are afforded the opportunity to be the cogs in the wheel that makes our country turn. Voting activates this democratic process we so cherish. My vote matters because, you know, these precious rights we enjoy today did not just magically happen. They weren't granted to us by a benevolent King George III after we rose up against him in 1775. No, the freedom we love was earned and paid for by the blood and sacrifice of those patriots from the Revolutionary War to this present day. Even as we speak, our men and women in uniform stand as a vanguard against those who would move against our freedom. Lastly, and I think most importantly, by exercising my right to vote, I honor those who paid such a terrible price to give that right to me. Because of my age, it will be a little while yet before I can vote. But vote I will. As I cast my first vote, I know my heart will fill with pride. I will say a solemn thank you to those warriors in uniform who stormed distant shores, sailed through perilous seas, and flew through wicked and flak-filled skies. May we all be compelled by the spirit of their brave souls. It matters because it mattered to them. It mattered so much that they gave their lives so that their children and their children's children might forever live in freedom. Franklin Roosevelt once said, "Nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves. And the only way they could do this is by not voting." As God gives us the wisdom, may we not turn our backs to the fire and thus have to sit on our blisters. Many, and most notably, President Ronald Reagan often spoke of America as a shining city on a hill. That light must necessarily be fueled by the courage and willingness to honor this great land we call home. May she forever be our beacon of liberty so that for generations to come, her people may bask in her beautiful glow. So yes, indeed, my vote matters.